Well, small cars has been used. It's just been so many different names for them. But I don't didn't realize any specific one.
Well, how about a sports car?
Well, yes, because most sports cars are small like that. Okay. Yes.
Do you remember the old kind of cars in the 1930s and 40s that had seats on the outside in the back?
Rumble seat.
Yeah, okay. And what would you call a car that has only two doors? You know, to get into the back seat, you have to push the front seat up to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for that? What would your name be?
That just has two doors. Yeah, there's a name, and I know it's just one of those cases where it's so hard for me to remember. See, my son would know all that.
Two-door sedan?
Yeah, sedan, two doors. That's what I was trying to think of.
Okay, and how about if it has four?
For just four door.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any names for really large and pretentious cars? Slang names even.
Well, I'm sure they have them, but I'm not familiar with that either.
Okay. And what about the car with two bench seats, you know, and that has a gate at the back that you can pull down?
The station wagon.
And what kind of small trucks might bring small items to your house? Would you have a name for that type of, for instance, the florist might bring flowers in a certain type of truck?
And they are different. It's different from a station wagon.
They've got sides, they're closed in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But, and I'm sure they call it something different. But it's really hard for me to even think of.
How about maybe a panel truck or a van?
Van.
Yes. And what about the small trucks that aren't closed in, you know, they just have open backs, and lots of times you see kids riding in the back of them.
Sort of a pickup truck.
Okay, and what might you take to the airport instead of a cab, rather than your own car also?
The limousine.
And what kinds of public transportation does Nashville have?
Bus service for Nashville Transit Company.
Okay. And these are still some more questions about cars. These are, where's the speedometer on your car?
In the front, at the dashboard.
Okay. And the little place over on the right-hand side where you keep maps and
glove compartment.
And say you have several maps all rolled up together. You might need something stretchy to put around them.
A rubber band?
Okay. And if you had several pieces of paper that you wanted to keep them together with, what would you call the little metal thing that...
Oh, paper clip?
Yeah. And where would you keep your spare tire in the car?
In the trunk.
And what do you make the car go with?
The steering wheel. Oh. The...